going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, good morning. Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, it's the Vibe Check, and we're just... Oh, God.
Fit in.
We need help. Send reinforcements. Send everybody. What's up, guys?
Croaking live on the air.
All right, we got to get to some of our friends checking in this morning. Where are they at, Breeze? I know some of them are here. And for some of you, it's payday.
Yeah, like one person. Well, two people, Nico and Steve, of course.
All right.
I wonder if they're checking in. Let's go to the line, shall we?
Let's go to the text line.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Who is here? We have our friend Jessica weighing in. Jessica says, good morning. Vibes are high. Feeling good because today is my Friday with Juneteenth off tomorrow and Friday. Living life.
Yeah, that's what's up. A lot of you have off tomorrow and then a lot of you are going to have a
four-day weekend.
You'll have off Friday and then Saturday, Sunday. That's what's tough. It's coming back. But we're not going to think about that right now. We're just going to be in the present moment. Right?
Honestly, a three-day work week isn't bad. It's not bad at all.
But no, who said it was? A three-day work week? It's phenomenal.
I feel like you can get a lot done.
Yeah, you can get a ton done.
We don't need those 2 extra days, if I'm being honest. But I don't make the rules. All right, who else is here? Maddie's here. Maddie says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Vibes are high today because tonight I'm pretty sure I'm going to adopt a puppy at Lollipop Farm, but...
There's a lot of adoptions going on. Somebody adopt me.
Aww. No, literally. Who needs help?
Somebody come adopt me.
And this person says... Breeze, I've been training for the superhero 5K that you guys were talking about, and I'm so excited to take that challenge come Sunday.
Is that this Sunday?
Yeah, aren't you doing it with us? Oh, geez. Here we go. Classic Moose, bailing on any physical activity.
Well, no. See, I'm in a golf tournament for a charity. I just don't know if they're going to overlap. So, because I absolutely have to do that, but I know I probably have to do the 5K too. Do we know what time that's at? It's in the morning, isn't
it? It's
at
like 9:30.
Oh, okay.
What time's your golf tournament?
I don't know. I gotta figure that out.
I thought you had a golf tournament the next Sunday.
Yeah, I do. I'm emceeing an event for that's for Eyed Honda. So let me go.
A lot going on.
Let me go ahead
he's
and look.
Out of control, people. 9 a.m.
9 a.m. for the 5K.
Yes.
Got it.
And it shouldn't take you more than 3 hours.
No. I hope not.
Yeah, that's what we got. So.
All right.
We'll
thank you, guys.
There.
I appreciate you guys checking in for the vibes this morning. We're trying to set the tone for this Wednesday. Coming up, local bar Salinger's in Rochester East End is remembering Henry Hank Brown. He was the longtime doorman at the bar who died in a hit and run this past Saturday. Absolutely tragic. Those of you who knew Henry, you absolutely loved the guy. He was there for years. But I'll tell you how Salinger's is going to celebrate his life near the end of the summer. That's coming up next in the news on PXY Mornings.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 82 for the high today. It's a nice start to the morning. Local bar Salinger's in Rochester's East End is remembering Henry Hank Brown, who was a longtime doorman at the bar who died in a hit and run this past Saturday. Tragic, and anyone who had been a longtime customer of Salinger's remembers Henry. The owner of the bar shared his memories of Brown and said he was great. He was the best. He loved this place. It was his favorite place on earth, and he took care of it, and he was very protective of it, sometimes even a little too much, but it was his home. The owner of Salinger's announced the bar will plan a celebration of life near the end of summer. Brown was only 70 when he was hit and killed around 2:15 a.m. while crossing on South Union Street near Buena Place to go home. He was just crossing the road. Brown was rushed to the hospital. He died soon after arriving, but Rochester police say the driver who hit him fled the scene. There are no suspects who are in custody at the moment, and anyone with information or video is asked to call 911.
There's no cameras around those parts?
Yeah, they have no idea just yet on who this person could have been that hit him and then fled. But a lot of the people who loved him said, Hank, rest in peace. We will take it from here. So rest in peace to Henry Hank Brown. Those who knew him absolutely loved him. Coming up, the struggles nobody talks about when you're growing up. What happens when you can control certain things in your life and it starts to chip away at your confidence? A longtime listener from Spencerport named Liz says it's happening to her 16-year-old son, and she would love advice on how to handle it. We'll tell you what's going on coming up next on PXY Mornings.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
PXY is free. And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome to the show. A longtime listener named Liz reached out to Breezy and I yesterday looking for some sound advice from other parents. Her 16-year-old kid used to be really confident. Now that he's getting older, he's coming to the realization that his height and being 5'5 is becoming a real issue. How do you convince your kid that there's nothing wrong with being a short king? I don't know how to say it. I what 585-252-9800.
Short kings on PXY.
No, but he's really going through it, and I get it. Liz wrote in and said, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. It's Liz from Spencerport. Met you two out a handful of times, and I just wanted to send a message in for a parental about my 16-year-old son who's short." So he is 16 and is only 5'5". He has an older brother who's 18, who's 5'11". And I know it's affected his confidence. He's mentioned to me a few times that he won't find a girl because of his height. Up until 12, he was so confident, just a real outgoing person. He has loads of friends. He's happy at home. He does really well in school. But I can tell there's something missing in his life due to his height. Social media does not help with the pressure it puts on both girls to be thin and boys to be tall.
Yeah.
This is keeping me up at night, worrying for him and what the future holds. I never bring up height or talk to him about this, but I was wondering if there was any advice from other parents. Thank you guys so much. I really do love your show in the morning. Thank you, Liz. I appreciate the message. So for some of our listeners who have been through what Liz's son is currently going through, any advice? There's nothing you can really do about height, you know?
Yeah, I think it's like it's a difficult situation when it comes to your kid being insecure about something they cannot change.
Correct.
Whether that be height, a birthmark, a birth defect, you know, a tick, I don't know, whatever, insert something here. And I think it's just important as the parent to explain to them, this is what makes you you. What is different about you makes you who you are. And the quicker you learn to embrace it at a young age, the more you will lead with confidence through your adult life.
Yeah, and that also depends on the people you surround yourself with too. Right away, we got a message from John who texted in, "I've been 5'5 my whole life, got a wife, way out of my league, two kids, a mortgage. Height means nothing when you carry yourself with confidence." And that's what it's about, John, right? Confidence. 5'5", yeah, it's short, but, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, who cares?
There's worse things in the world.
Very much so.
Like,
We got a text from Alex that says, "At 16, I was tiny and a late bloomer. Now I'm 5'10", filled out, loving life. Puberty is not a sprint. It's a marathon, buddy."
Absolutely. So
how do we know he's done growing? He's 16, right?
Yeah.
He might still have a couple inches left in him.
Yeah. Is there broccoli you could eat or something? Is there a beanstalk that you could eat? I don't know. I mean, also, instead of trying to mask it or cover it up or brush it off and be like, well, it's not that big of a deal, definitely make sure that you are facing it head on and not like rewarding the behavior. It's not a behavior to reward, but like kind of pointing it out and the positives. Like, oh, look, you don't have to duck your head when you come into the room.
Right. Now,
I don't know if that's demeaning, but
somebody said that it's going to probably take some time because the kid is only 16, but he will learn that his height doesn't matter. It's not going to determine how happy he is. His confidence will. Yeah, and by the way, you know, Tom Cruise is only 5'6", 5'7". He deals with so much harassment from people, but you think he cares? Of course not.
He's rich.
One of the greatest movie stars on the planet. Daniel Radcliffe, himself, Mr. Harry Potter, 5'5". Short king.
I love that moment for him.
Jamie says, "Don't let social media dictate his worth. Boys blossom at different ages. Support him, listen to him, and watch him grow into the person that he's actually meant to be."
Yeah. This person says, "Poor kiddo, nothing you can do. My daughter is 12 and 5'7". It's the opposite problem. I'm 5'11". She'll always be taller than the boys like I was. This person says, "Girls are more attracted to confidence, not cockiness, than they are height."
Yeah.
So yeah, lead with confidence. Lead with like, I'm the man. Although,
when you exude confidence, people know. Right?
When you exude confidence, it masks your insecurities because people are so overtaken with how you present yourself, how you carry yourself, how you are a kind person, And they, like, your height is the least interesting thing about you.
Correct.
Same with weight. Same with
anything. Listen, whatever. Confidence is key. We're not saying go buy a pickup truck and put big wheels on it and put a muffler on the end. You know, we're not saying be that confident. We're just saying, you know, be yourself. And if you're a good person, people will notice. A $100 bill doesn't scream it's $100. People just know.
I think that, like, I can relate to this in the sense of, like, I will, my phone will show me, like, old pictures of myself. And I never once saw myself the way I see myself now.
Yeah.
Because I was just so confident in myself. Like, I never once saw myself that way. And I talked to the people around me. They're like, I never saw you that way really either.
You used to be more confident than you are now?
No. I'm just saying I had confidence even when I was 80 pounds heavier that.
Oh, yeah. Of course you did.
Drove me to.
Yeah.
Excellence.
Yeah, 100%. Mark said, tell this kid it's the size of his bank account that matters, not his height. Focus on landing a great career. Good luck, kid.
This person says, at 16, you're not done growing. The shortest kid in my graduating class had a growth spurt in college and ended up being over 6 feet tall. That being said, if he does remain 5'5", women love confident men who are kind and with a great personality and sense of humor. How he treats people is how people will treat him.
All day.
So if he walks around, don't you have a friend who's like really short and like walks around angry?
Chris, that calls the show. Yeah, he's 5'6".
He's really mad.
He's 5'6".
He's
not mad. He's just been unemployed for 2 years.
I'm just saying, like,
that gets to you.
When you are short and have a bad attitude, and then you're going to be like, well, women don't like me because I'm short. No, they don't like you because you have a bad attitude.
Right.
So there's that.
Katrina says, hey, good morning, guys. At the end of the day, it really is a confidence thing. Guys carry their confidence with humor and kindness. They're the ones who make an impact, not their height. And girls appreciate character much more than a number on a measuring tape, even if social media says otherwise. Liz, it sounds like your son, he's got a lot going for him. He's smart. He's doing really well in school. He's got a good amount of friends, I'm assuming. This will pass. Mm-hmm. He may not be done growing yet.
You may not be.
I'm 41. I feel like I still got an inch or two left in me.
I don't think so.
I feel like I haven't really hit that growth spurt.
I don't think so, unfortunately.
Thanks again for your messages on this one, guys. I hope some of the messages we got were helpful, Liz. Your son's going to be just fine.
No, he's going to crush it.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Be right back.
98 PXY.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.